Looks like about 7 p.m. and time to get started. We still have folks coming in. There's room back there for them. We're just so glad for everyone who's here tonight. We've been really excited about this singing for quite some time. We're excited to be in this new facility, and it's important for us to come and worship here as a local Lyndale church and sort of grow and work and labor. But it's also really encouraging to have people from other churches come, people from the community come, for the purpose of thanking God and praising God and singing in one voice. We really appreciate those who've driven some great distances just to be here with us tonight. It means so much to us. And we're thankful for the local folks, too. This is something we've been talking a lot about. And even though there's been plenty of sickness and illness of different types this winter season that have held some back, we've got some who've rebounded and are doing a lot better. And they're here, and we're really thankful for God answering our prayers in that. And we continue to pray for those that you know, that we know, who are still sick and getting a little bit better every day. I just need to get out of the way. I'm just doing a few introductory comments, and then I'll be out. I want to introduce the men who will be doing the song leading tonight. Our brother Tim Stevens will be leading some songs for us tonight. Jonathan Helvey and David Holt. We're thankful for these men, for their work, for the energy that they put into selecting songs that can unite us and get us loud and involved and passionate about what we're doing. We're very, very glad for that. We will have recordings for this. The table's there in the back in the auditorium on the way out. If you're interested, you can write down your name, and we'll get you a CD of the singing tonight. If you're from out of town, just make sure to write down your address as well. We'll get that sent to you within a week or so, and it'll be online at the Lyndale Church site and all that kind of stuff, too. Just a great way to remember what we've done and sort of learn these songs and sing them in the weeks to come. Let me begin with a word of prayer, and then I will turn it over to our song directors. Our great God, our holy God, our heavenly Father, there are many ways in which we approach you and many things for which we pray. We often pray with requests, asking you for things that we believe that we need, begging you to offer to us things that we must have to live and survive. And you're a great provider, and we make many requests. But tonight, that is not the object of this prayer. Instead, tonight, Father, we want to simply give thanks to you for the things that you have already given. You have filled our lives. Every person in this room has a cup that overflows with the grand variety of blessings that you pour into each and every life. There are things that you have given to our families. There is health and safety and provisions. There is a spiritual family and heavenly hope and redemption in your Son. You have done so much for us, and every day you do so much for us. Father, our goal tonight, in the short time that we are together, is to simply return thanksgiving to you for all that you do, and to encourage everyone in the room in songs to ever offer everything that they can to share their gratitude for your glorious blessings. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. He is the greatest gift ever given. He is our sustenance and our hope. He loves us and we love him. He is our shepherd. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen.
We'll begin with a medley of praise. Praise Jehovah our God.
Hallelujah, praise God. Praise God in the highest, all his angels praise. Let me hear His voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 6. His grace reaches me.
Thank you. Oh, I am the love.
soul. No. There is sunshine in my soul today.
Where?
greatest tomorrow. We're the greatest hope there is. And I'll live on. I'll live on the remaining part of this life, but beyond. What a great hope we have in Christ who lives. I know
and have one of our son-in-laws to lead with alongside. It's been wonderful. It's good. Worked with Jonathan over the last few days and with David. And I said, how long of singing do they want? He said, about an hour and a half. Well, we're going to make it. And I said, it'll take 32 to 35 songs if we don't sing all the verses. And so we've sung a lot of songs tonight, about 35. And so this will be my last one, and then Jonathan will lead our closing song. It is well with my soul.
For meetings, and they get through preaching their sermons, the other preacher gets up and talks about how great they are and all this stuff, and sometimes song leaders don't get enough attention for what they do. These three men and the work that goes into putting these songs together and the confidence with which they lead them, that is very challenging. I am incredibly impressed by people who can do things that I cannot even begin to do. I have a muscle in my face right here, and if I try to song lead, it starts twitching uncontrollably. True story. So these guys, and hopefully, Lord willing, very soon, Mr. Tim will also be a local Lindalian and working here with us locally. So all three of these guys, just a part, a piece of the really talented and devoted men at this church who devote themselves to good leadership in whatever they choose to do, song leaders and speaking and other things. Speaking of other guys, if you'll give me just a minute or two, I want to thank Wayne. Did you advance the slides tonight? I got a text from somebody somewhere saying, best slide advancement ever. So... I mean, That's saying something. Matt Miles is running the live stream tonight so that people, I mentioned to you, have a lot of people who aren't feeling well this week. There were at least, or I guess at most, at some points, 50 people streaming our singing and singing along with us in 6 or 7 states that we saw. Some, of course, from Lindale who were at home. I need to say hi to Glenn. Glenn listened to our singing and sang along with us from Saudi Arabia. So you sing from Saudi Arabia, you get a shout out. So glad for Glenn. And also Todd. Todd back there is working on not just recording the singing, but really trying to get it right into tracks so that if you sign up in the back for the songs and that gets sent to you and that CD, it'll sound really nice and even and the tracks will be established for you and labeled and all of that. So those guys are working really hard, and that's just a piece of the work that goes in back there. So special Thanksgiving to them, and then of course to all of you. We had about close to 300 people here tonight. That is just wonderful, and when the voices come together, and we've got folks from just, I don't know, 10 different local churches in the area and in the community. We know that if you have another church home, that's where you'll be on Sunday, but if you live here in this area and you'd like to come and worship with us, please come join us. Just a couple of days away, Sunday morning, 10 a.m., you are welcome here. We hope that you'll come back. Those are all my remarks. I will give it back over to Jonathan.
Stand with me as we sing the song, Higher Ground.
Really, truly more of the credit needs to be given to him. He does this all the time. And he so graciously put this in the right order and got everything where it flows so nicely. And I really want to give thanks to him. And show my appreciation to him as well. It's not just because he's my father-in-law, but he really does do a good job of doing this. Appreciate him for all his work, and for David as well. I know as we talked about this, there's a lot of songs there to sing. But, you know, wouldn't it be great if one day we're in heaven and we don't ever think about that? 53 songs or 35 songs? That's nothing for an eternity, right? And our voices wouldn't get tired, and we wouldn't have to stop. It would be wonderful one day. Higher Ground, we'll sing the first and last verse of the song, and after we sing this, Gary Cordy will dismiss it.
No soul, I'm pressing on the upward way.
Shall we pray? Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to you, Lord, that you have blessed us with this evening, the opportunity to gather with those of like faith and in this place here in Lindale. We ask that you be with this congregation here locally, that all their efforts would be fruitful in the spreading of your gospel, that you would stay with them and help them to be strong in your word always, Lord. We ask that you take care of us here this evening, and as you bless all those in attendance, that you would keep us safe as we travel home and help us to always be looking to do your will, to take the joy and the hope and the admiration that comes from a night like tonight and carry it with us, not just the rest of this week, but throughout the weeks to come, Lord. Help us to always love and encourage one another in everything that we do. We're so grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, and he is the true reason for us to be here this evening. It's through him we